And we're back. Scott at Sharing the Burden, your host here weekly on Tuesday mornings, 10 a.m. Folks, what we'd love for you to do, and don't take this the wrong way, and we don't care necessarily if you've ever heard of a recovery lifestyle, but there are a lot of your friends who are affected by or directly related to someone or have themselves compulsions, addictions, etc., 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 who may need something that we have people come on here and talk about. They may need a note that someone survived something that I'm seemingly not able to survive, and if I don't hear about that, I'm not going to survive. And we can't afford to leave one person on this planet out there like that. So all I'm asking is that you take this show, take what you like, leave the rest. But share it, you know, share it online with your social media friends, and it makes a world of difference, you know, for everything from this radio station to our fellowship and to people in and out of bad situations and just hurting people everywhere on this planet. So help us with that if you could. Just, you know, please hit the share button on your computers or phones there when you're listening to our show. And even if you don't listen to it, just pass it out for us, okay? Thank you very much. All right. Back for the final run. We got about 10 minutes. What are we going to talk about? Well, why don't we use this lifestyle theme? You know, recovery is a theme for life. We're in one part of it where we're making amends, but there's a lot more to it. And as you know, we follow the a month-by-month play where each month represents a step, and this one's making amends, and the next one will be building a consistency in keeping up to date, kind of like Georgina lives her life, and she may be, you know, she may have built that into her lifestyle over years, but most people don't have it. You know, we tend to let things go, we let them get buried, and anything we bury seems to reproduce in its kind. So in other words, if you bury garbage, there'd be a lot of garbage coming out of you, and as you plant that seed, you know, it may propagate in such a way that what comes out is a whole bunch of ugliness, and as long as you have it in you, it's going to affect everything you do in your life. So until we can get as close to that purity as we can, we'll never make it 100%, but until we get as close as we can, we're just not going to be as effective as we can be for everything else in our life that's important. Anyone with ideas on a recovery lifestyle or a program for life, you know, how do you live your life to be that way? Aside from just following our program month by month, how can you be, well, Georgina will ask you, how did you come up with being able to, you know, put a boundary situation in place and to, you know, you must have been hurt or something somewhere along the line in order to come up with that.
Definitely.
Can you relate that a bit?
Or? Yeah, I used to think that it was my fault if somebody didn't like me. I desperately wanted to be liked by all, and I would bend over backwards, just do whatever it took to be liked. And then one day I kind of woke up and thought, I don't feel good about myself. I don't feel good about where I am in my life. And I thought, what could I change? And I think it was God whispering to me that, you know, you could set up a few boundaries for yourself and respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from there it grew, slowly but surely. Like, it's not easy cutting people out of your life. It's not easy telling people that I no longer want to share anything with you.
Mm.
But it becomes easier, believe it or not.
Mm.
And it also, you feel lightened. Like, with Share the Burden, you feel lightened. And, I also have a mental health issue that it really helped with letting people go and let them on their way. And maybe I wasn't the best person for them either, you know? So it took a while for me to really seriously sit down with my mental illness and decide what I needed to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of them. Obviously getting on the right medications and seeing the right doctors and surrounding me with the right people that could lift me up. This is a chemical imbalance. It's nothing to do with my person, my personality. I did not bring this upon myself, and I shouldn't attract garbage into my life. And it's all about, keeping yourself whole. keeping yourself closer to God. It took a long time. I'm 52 years old, and it just didn't happen last night. It took years. Mm-hmm. And years that I was running away from myself, from my life, looking for people to fill my life with what I wasn't willing to do for myself. And I think now I'm at a place where I'm happy. I'm happy with who I am. I'm proud to say that I have a mental illness and that I'm dealing with it. Mm-hmm. That Share the Burden helps me. I like to thank Pauline and you and Peter for coming into jails and shining the light where nobody wants to shine a light. Lifting people up. This is what I want to do. I want to keep my life a light for other people. I want to keep the good things in, let the bad things out. And it's funny, someone told me while I was incarcerated that the devil is alive and well. And since I've been, not that you don't see the devil in jail, don't get me wrong, there he is or she is, however you perceive that. But when you're out on your own, you see it. You see it so much more clearly what is going on around you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to let that into my life. It's a constant battle. Like every day you have to get up and I pray. And I pray for everything. I pray for myself. I pray for my son. I pray for my husband. I pray that everybody has a good day. I pray that we'll one day have world peace, that we'll be able to live in a world where everybody prospers. I think it's bigger than myself. And sometimes a little selfish, only thinking about poor little me. Like, you have to think outside yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And I think with Sharing the Burden, it somehow has bolstered me up where I don't think I would be where I am today outside. I assimilated very well leaving that situation. And I don't know. I think Share the Burden was a big part of it. It just gave me hope. It was a highlight of my week. I was very disappointed if something happened and we couldn't go. Like, we had blackouts and black this and
lockdown,
all these things, technical things. And it would just be such a, it just would hurt my heart so much that I couldn't share myself with these people.
Yeah.
And it's such a wonderful work that you do. I don't know if you know how much it impacts on just the state of being in there. Like, we would leave there just so encouraged. Mm-hmm. And yes, we have to go back to our room, cells, whatever you want to call them. But it was just, we went back like walking on air. Was, you don't understand how it just lifts us up.
Incredible.
We need that.
Yes.
Incredible.
You have no idea what a high I get from visiting the women. Like Scott said, the unconditional love we get. And it's funny, you mentioned that you're 52. Well, I'm 64, and there was a group a few years ago, the Beatles. I don't know if you remember. they had a song, "Will You Still Love Me When I'm 64? I'm 64 and I've never felt so loved in my life. Unconditional love by going into the prisons is just wonderful.
Yeah.
And,
we're hungry for it. We're treated like for lack of a better term, we're treated like cattle. Like, you're just herded over here, herded over there. Mm. You're fed. They provide all your basic needs. Like, you're fed, you're warm, you're cold, you're whatever you need to be. But your soul is not fed. You're not talked to as you're, an equal.
Yeah.
And that's very
demoralizing.
Yeah. It puts you right down. And, you know, and then on top of it, like I said, I'm 52 and there's these young kids that are guards. Some as young as 23, and they treat you like a number, and you're just like, like, you think this, I could be your mother, you know, and you're just, and then you realize you've done something wrong, you're an outcast, and you're treated like such.
Yeah.
Whereas in Share the Burden, there's this little room that we go to, that like-minded girls come to, where you guys show up and we have, sometimes it's not always about the conversation about what the topic is exactly, but we always leave lifted up. Mm-hmm. We felt heard. Mm. We felt loved. We felt respected. And those things you don't find in those halls. Mm. But the work you guys do is just phenomenal. It's something to aspire to. I really feel, this girl Stacy asked me if I wanted to go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. I'm like, sure. And I went and I'm like, I don't think this is Alcoholics Anonymous. And because what they started with Share the Burden, I'm like, is this a new branch? Like, what is yeah. this, right? But I guess it was, we only had a couple minutes and that's the best way she could describe it to me. And I thank her. I thank her, for sharing this because otherwise I was new there. I had no idea what I was getting into. And she's like, come on. And I'm like, okay. And you know, it got me out of my room. It got me, to a place where I felt whole. I was just blown away even from the first mm-hmm. meeting.
It was a bit of a comedy show at times.
But it's a good comedy show.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Super. We're going to have to do a wrap-up. A quick point, though. Georgina, you brought up a beautiful point about accepting a mental illness, you know, embracing it, if you will. Peer work, you know, people who have evidence of what it's like, sharing in the rehabilitation of people is coming to be formal, you know, first and foremost in a lot of people's lists, including professionals. So that's something to think about. We've got a lot of friends who are becoming peer workers, and you know, and they have their own problems still, and we have to accommodate. But just to keep that in mind, that's a big, big part of helping with the mental illness that goes along with the addiction we're dealing with so often. Folks, we're going to have to do a wrap up here. We're at just before, and it's time to fly away. So. Hopefully, and thank you everybody for being here, Patty included especially, and Pauline, Georgina, Peter, great show.
Thank you.
See y'all soon.
Thanks everyone for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.